This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
No man, diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind.
I'm Dale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn. This is from the building, Mal Davis and Andrew Gippy, a.k.a. Hollis Thomas. Today we're talking the top 25 most important Eagles. Obviously, it's a topic that's been talked about, but I thought we should give our take on it since we are Eagles podcast, and it is part of the season where we're trying to figure out what we're about to see. But obviously, we took a couple weeks off, you know, regroup. There was July 4th. There was just a couple weeks where we just relaxed. We went to a football camp. Shout out to Trent Cole and his camp. I thought Hollis was going to be out there.
I had a prior engagement.
Okay.
You know, money talk bullshit runs the marathon. Yeah. You know, it's a whole other thing. No, but I had something else. They got me the days too late, and I think they called me. They hit me like the week before, and I was like, I'm not going to be in town.
Shout out to Prime. Prime looked like a linebacker here, but he didn't play out there. But these guys out here were really balling out, dude. Brandon Graham was in attendance, Vinnie Curry, Jason Avant, who else?
My man that was the offensive
– He's mauling him. So.
Off the center for the Baltimore Ravens. I couldn't remember his name.
Mm-hmm. Gino Gradkowski.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jamal, who was out there.
J-Jack was out there?
Yeah, J-Jack was out there. But shout out to all you people that donated. There's still opportunity to donate. We're sending our payment this week to sponsor one of the players out there. Look at this kid right here. This kid
Son.
Was gigantic.
That's
balling
a kid.
Him, bro.
Wait a minute, that's a kid.
Yeah, that's a young boy, man.
I thought that was the center for the Ravens. I'm sending out the flyer that we own, and I look up and I was like, you said the center for the Ravens is there. You said his name. And I looked up in the pictures. And I was like, damn. I was like, it's interactive now.
But to be honest, the smaller lineman won the rep. I'm not even lying on that one.
Interesting.
Ravens, bro. So I mean, how you guys been, man? It's been a minute.
I don't mean to be a bear of bad news, but from this picture, it looked like he get ready to get thrown down on the ground really bad.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like it's like he had about a bag of the head. And normally, if we have old pads and you get in that position as a D lineman, just let it happen. Because the more you fight, the worse it's going to look. Because he's going to throw you down on your back and you're going to look like a cockroach. But continue. Sorry, I didn't hear that.
No, he did win the rip, though.
Okay.
Big man took a tumble. What's up, Bev? How you been?
Can you guys even see me?
I see you.
I'm having the worst internet connection issues possible.
You look the same.
All right. Well, as long as that's happening, I'm doing all right. I gotta tell you, I got the weirdest thing ever going on right now. I don't know what it is. I drink Red Bull all the time. I'm sure that I could be Red Bull sponsored by all the Red Bulls I drink on this show.
Ooh,
I've never drank a Red Bull out of a glass before, and it is the weirdest goddamn experience. I was walking carrying a bunch of things, and I put a couple Red Bulls in my pocket because I just bought them at Wawa. My keys decided we were going to try and shotgun a Red Bull in my pocket.
Wow.
It just exploded on me, and so this is me trying to save it. So,
Is it as bad as drinking a Corona out of a glass?
Because it's flat all of a sudden. You know what I mean? Like getting it out of the can took all the carbonation out of it. It's a flat Red Bull.
I feel you, bro. I feel you.
I can dig that.
But what's up, gang? It's been a long time. Excited to talk top 25. I was actually looking for the previous last year's version of this just to try and see if we can compare how things have changed.
Ooh.
Interesting. I wasn't here for that one.
Yeah, nah, me either.
Y'all sure?
How you been?
My girl was asking me earlier.
I'm good, man. You know what I mean? We just of course we just celebrated 4th of July yesterday. Kids had a great time. It was a very productive day. Ended up going to a parade, family outing, and then the kids got to see the fireworks, man. Nice. So, you know, I mean, it was a, like I said, it was a very productive day. Everything got accomplished. that, you know, I'm glad to catch up with you guys, man. It's been a while. Gail, I know we were at the camp last week. It was a great time with Trent and his crew. Always great hospitalities with those guys. It was a shame that the weather didn't hold up on that second day for them, but they still took the initiative, you know what I mean, to teach them some knowledge about, you know, their footing and stuff like that. And we had some pretty good conversations with Trent after the camp was over. We stood around and gave him a hand on getting everything pretty much together. But it was a great time, you know, like always.
Who's been maximizing the sexy?
You know, I've been, doing what I can for the world, maximizing my sexy. And I've started doing this thing called 15 Minutes of Glory. It's just after I finish working out, give myself some extra cardio, you know. You just gotta take care of myself. Now, absolutely. When you first put the feeler out for what we were talking about, I was like, God, we're about to fight over who's the best and who we need more. So I took the liberty of putting 1 and 25 up already. Jalen Hurts is number one, and Jake Elliott is number 25.
Yeah, you stole my list, bro.
I
don't have anybody else listed.
I was like, well, at least I got number 1 and 25. I was like, because when y'all start talking, all I could think about was the coach and me saying we need everybody. Every huddle should be broken. Health on 3, 1, 2, 3. Health, because that's the only way we got to the game last year. But it's been as healthy as he was. But
that's a fact.
It'll be interesting to hear how y'all break things down.
Yeah, I like it, bro. Yeah, I got Hurts first and Elliott 25 too. So we already on good footing, my boy.
Can we all agree? Did we all agree on that 1 and 25?
Nah, man.
We already did.
Jake Elliott was 24 for me, man.
Look. See, we starting already.
That's all right. This is what I do, man. This is what I do.
It's always prom, man. But nah, yo. Everything good, bro. Good to see y'all, boys. Dante, what's going on with you, bro? My wife and I celebrated our 8th anniversary on July 4th, man. So
congratulations
to you guys.
Yeah, man. It's a beautiful thing. Shouts out to her. Shouts out to MJ. They downstairs chilling. But yeah, took him to his first Phillies game. He got a chance. Baseball is my first love. It's the first thing I ever played. So, you know, being able to share that with him was a great full circle moment. I'm excited to talk 1 through 25. We're going to be on here 4 hours trying to do that. But we here. Yeah, man, you know, we don't got to kill time. We can get right to it.
I did talk to a couple of y'all just to get a flavor. Let's try to get to the 25, 20 range so we can get into the meat and potatoes of everything. But I think overall, it's going to be an interesting conversation. Because when you can say top 25, most important, it could talk to the depth of the team, because you might have a position where you only have one real star and then behind them is
nothing,
wishing on a prayer. So you take that into mind when you're talking about your top 25 and where they rank, because there's a lot of defensive linemen
between like important and best, right? That like this isn't also mm-hmm. saying that like this number one is the best player. It's right. Yeah. Or what are we doing? Is it important or is it best?
I'm gonna be honest.
You said important. So
okay. Important. That's how I broke it down. Important.
Okay. There we go. So we good. So just making sure we all on the same, you know what I mean, rules and all of that. We good.
Now, number 25, obviously.
Jake Elliott, get him out of there.
That's the kicker. That's the kicker.
Do we want to go with the kicker on this one?
I'm good, bro.
What do you mean? We already established that this is what's happening.
25, yeah. Prom 25. Said 24, but Prom, wait, save it. You're going to need your time to argue somebody else later.
I'm not arguing, bro. I just told you I went 24.
Who you got at 25, Prom?
I got Jalen Carter as 25.
Okay, interesting.
He played more than one snap.
It's okay. It's okay. We don't have to argue this. The goddamn kicker's
kicking 60-yard field goals, man. If we need 3 points, we can go ahead and depend on him. He's very important to the team. He gets his goddamn points.
That's why he made the 25. There we go. So 25, Jake Elliott.
You want to start this shit, man?
No, no, no. We're not starting on 25. We ain't going to make it. We got to get to like 14 before we start arguing, bro. So we're going to get there. Hollywood, what was yours, bro? Who you have at 25? Your microphone? Can you hear us?
You can hear us. You can hear us fine.
Jake Elliott, 25. Thumbs up. All right. We got 24.
We're good with 25. I'm trying to bring up that graphic as we speak.
We'll get to it.
So I mean, because when you talk about back end 2025, these are starters.
People mad about Jake Elliott at 25. I'm laughing.
Some starters coming off the bench. Well, I mean, but do you guys have any other guys in range that you could take that spot besides Jake Elliott?
No, because this is why I put Jake Elliott there. When you look at it, you're starting 22. Oh, that takes up most of your 25. That should take up most of your 25. The next important people are the people who rotate in on the defensive line. Your nickel first, then the people who rotate on the defensive line. Then you have other third and fourth wide receivers. That's what we really fight over. Who makes the list? The starting 22.
Hold you. I got Jake Elliott over the third wide receiver. To be real, like I feel like Jake Elliott at 25 is mad generous, yo. Like, there are definitely 25 other people you could put in front of them. So, it's no point in us getting caught up here. Okay. We got 25 locked in. I'm just trying to keep it moving because it's places I feel like arguing. I don't want to get bogged down on Jake Elliott.
It's literally a point difference,
24, what, 25. That's not bad.
Well, pick your poison. Where you want to fight at? Fight over by the monkey bars or over by the slides?
Well, probably over by the slides, but we ain't going to the monkey bars. We ain't doing it right here, no matter what.
Yeah, I'm cool with Jake Elliott in about 25.
Who y'all got is 24?
Yeah, what's the real? Well, we know Prime's already. Prime got Jake Elliott. Gail, who you got?
At number
24?
24. No, I was kind of thinking I was kind of thinking like Boston Scott, Kenneth Gainwell range. I think I just feel like Boston Scott, he can win you two games against the Giants. I think as a special teams guy and a utility, third down passing back, like on the goal line, he is pretty successful down there. I think he's a well-rounded player. I think coming off the bench on special teams, he gives you some juice.
No, me personally, I would have had Gainwell higher because I feel like he's at either the second back or he may surprise us. It wouldn't surprise me if he took over the position. I don't know if you noticed his tenacity throughout the season every time they gave him an opportunity to touch the field. And he was the only running back that wasn't running sideways in the damn Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I didn't get used that much in the Super Bowl. Sorry, I was going somewhere else with that. But I would have had him higher, personally. What do you think, Prime?
Who, Gainwell?
Yeah, what do you think at 24?
Well, I mean, I told you, Jake Elliott was at 24, Jalen Carter was at 25, but I got Gainwell actually way higher than that. So, you know what I mean? I'll wait till we get to that number.
Okay.
Yeah, I got Milton Williams right here.
I'm with you on how important Kenneth Gainwell is to that running back position. I mean, Gail, I know you mentioned Boston Scott's definitely got the two wins on the Giants. I get that, but you know, I mean, Kenneth going into his third year, he was spicy pretty much in the mid part of the season last year, and then towards the end. And you know, I mean, I think he's really going to carry that on because you know he's trying to prove to the organization too that he could be that man to go to. Absolutely. So I think that's going to definitely play a part this season.
For sure. Yeah, I got Milt at 24, man.
I actually got Milton at 26.
I can accept
26,
that.
26, yeah. Like that same sort of area, right? Like Milt is on there. Spicy as it is, I don't have Kenneth Gainwell on my top 25 at all, bro. So,
what?
You know, we're going to talk about that.
You really want to fight, don't you?
Yeah, no, I said we could get that over by the slides, but we'll get there. But yeah, man.
You gonna fight by the slides and by the concrete.
get it wherever you try to get it in, man. But yeah, Mill at 24. So who do y'all wanna go with at 24?
I like Milt at 24.
Okay. What do you think, Miguel? 24? I think that's fair for Milt, man. Right? And that's good. If he ends up being the 24th, you know, most important person for us next year, I feel like we got a good year out of him.
I mean, I did have him on the back in that range. I had him a little bit lower, but I think Milton Williams is not a bad look. Work these graphics beyond the scene.
Okay.
All right, 23. He's back.
He's back.
That might work.
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah,
the window right now, bro.
Yeah, you good.
So I need someone else to boil my blood. Who do we got at 24 or 25? I feel like fighting someone. Let's go.
We got Milton Williams at 24.
You're out of your mind, Mal.
Nah, brother. We got to wait to argue, son. That's the rule right now. We waiting. We
got
to wait.
We got Jake Elliott, 25. We got Milton Williams, 24.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's interesting. I'm thinking about how many defensive linemen are going to be on this list, and it's going to be a lot, bro.
That's where I was saying that, like, you talk about the depth, you're going to have to figure out, like, you know, you look at the left tackle position. I mean, you got Driscoll behind there.
But when you think of Driscoll, you think of Driscoll at tackle and guard.
Utility. Yeah, utility,
that's
too.
That's why
I got seven on my top 25.
Yeah.
On the D-line or that? Get after the quarterback.
On the D-line.
Because we have to get after the quarterback, especially when we get a lead. You need somebody to put him on his back. You can't just be standing back there, you know.
So, Ev, can you keep the ticker going?
Yeah, I can. I'm writing them down on paper right now first.
Right. Yep, I'm right. Yeah.
So 24 was Milton Williams, right?
Yeah.
And number 25 was Jake Elliott.
Yep.
All right. So I haven't missed much. All right.
So I don't have to continue doing that.
No, I got it.
Cool. Just comes back and anytime he wants and it just takes over. Cool.
Yeah, that's what happens.
That's what he does.
He got the complexion for the protection. You know how it goes.
Moisture and Duncan Hines.
He come back in and he just take right over. He the expert now.
That's a reason.
You know what? Prime, you're back on it, bro. No. Closing the book.
Bullshit.
Enjoy it.
Bullshit.
Shout out to Bob from Down Under. He said this is going to take 4 hours. We're actually moving kind of quick. We got two guys out of the way right off.
We got
the bat.
Three technically because we already know what number one's going to be too.
Yeah,
facts.
Yeah.
All right. So what's 23? Who y'all got? Who you got? F?
So we've got a special teams player. We've got a defensive player.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaning towards the offensive side of the ball just because of that.
Yep.
I don't know if we go trenches yet. I think we go I'm thinking maybe one of these running backs.
I'm listening.
Yep.
Who could it be?
I'm thinking I can't put Swifty that low. So I'm going to have to put Penny. Rashad Penny.
Yo, they've been on my list, 23. Bro. They still on my list, people. People listening. They stealing from out my list.
You know, I'm not mad at the Penny. I had him in that range. I had Gainwell, but I had Penny before Gainwell. I could be talked into.
Well, if I'm putting Penny here at 23, Gainwell's not making the list.
And so that was my thing, right? That like, it's Penny Gainwell here. It just depends on who isn't DeAndre Swift that gets the rock. And I think Rashad Penny is a better running back than Kenneth Gainwell. That's why I didn't put Gainwell above him. But also Rashad Penny gets hurt every year.
Are we dealing in facts or are we dealing in what ifs?
We're dealing in projections. We don't know any facts. Kenneth Gainwell could get hurt too. This is all mythology.
Okay, if we're going on projections, then Penny's probably gonna get hurt. He's been hurt pretty much every year he's been there.
Didn't you just say project? You just said we're not dealing with what ifs. That is a what if.
I know. Penny, thank you.
I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying.
I don't think he does either.
I understand
what you're saying.
I deal with facts of what you did. He didn't even play last year.
He played last year.
He played a little. Was he there at the end?
But you just said you deal with facts. He played last year.
Was he there
the
at the end?
Fact is, he's going to give us 6 to 8 good games. And those 6 to 8 good games, he'll be better than Kenneth Gainwell because he's a better football player.
No, he's not.
This isn't overly complicated.
It is. Well, to you, it may be. But I deal with people that's available.
And he ain't on my list.
Well, I would say I could be talked into.
Because he needs to come and prove it here. He did that shit somewhere else. You talk about Gainwell, who knows what the fuck he's doing.
And that's pretty much how I broke down my list. It's kind of like I said, you know what I mean? You got to come and prove yourself here.
Doesn't Gainwell have to prove it here too? It's not like they gave him the rock in place of Miles Sanders. You said it. They didn't use him in a Super Bowl. He went nuts versus San Francisco and then didn't get used again. Like, there's a reason why they're platooning their backs. There's a reason why they went and got 2 free agent running backs, bro. If they really believe Kenneth Gainwell was that guy, I don't know that they make those sort of investments. So, for me, it's either one of these dudes at 23. If it's Gainwell at 23, I'm cool with that too. But for me, I put Rashad Penny because, in my opinion, he's a better running back.
No, when you think about what you said, that's true. But you constantly put people in competition at the different position. Every time they ask him to do something, he's done it. So to me, he's the only one that stepped up and ran the ball down people's throat. I mean.
I like Kenneth Gainwell, so I want to put him at 23.
I know, but it's like...
Yeah, but like when we ultimately break it down, Tank, like where does Kenneth Gainwell fall on the running back depth chart?
I think he falls right now, I think they're saying second right now for him.
I think he's third.
I think he's going to be second because Swift got him in size. But he may... See, the thing is you don't know if he may start. It's like you have to look at things sometimes, and guys will surprise the crap out of you because I didn't think he was going to be as good as he was and run downhill the way he's been doing.
Do you guys think that Kenny is kind of could potentially have a breakout type season?
I think he can.
Yeah, the opportunity is there, 100%, without a question.
And the one thing that I love about the kid is he doesn't bitch and moan about the playing time, but when they put him in there. He handles his business. The only reason I have apprehensions about putting Rashad Penny on is we go to count on this sucker and he's not there. It's like I want to see what he can do. He did it with the other squad, but he hasn't done it
Let me ask you this, Tank, totally objectively. Let's say we get 6 weeks of monster production out of Rashad Penny versus consistent. You know, I'll say 50-yard games out of. What do you value?
You talking about
what? I'm just saying, giving you a hypothetical. We got a consistent Kenneth Gainwell, never really pops off for 100 yards all season, or we've got 6 monster games out of Rashad Penny, and then he gets injured and we don't see him again.
We didn't even talk about Swift yet.
I know.
I'm not talking about Swift. I'm just asking a hypothetical.
But you're going to get those games out of him, but is he going to be really important when the end of the season? That's why I said at the beginning, it was health. If you're not playing the whole season, are you at least there?
For me, just talking about the two backs, though, like Gainwell has more in common with Swift than he does with Penny, right? And so if you're talking about like a running back by committee or a rotation, like you're going to opt for that larger back that can do something different. Like he calls himself a quote-unquote slasher. And so I feel like it's more so redundancy with Gainwell and with Swift, bro. And so that's why I chose Penny. But again, I'm not arguing whether or not he'll get hurt. I think, he's going to get injured. It's just for how long and when. But again, I'm cool with putting kind of Gainwell at 23. I think it makes sense to be the backup running back here. Is all I'm saying.
No, but the only counter I have to that is when you have to look at the way Kenneth Gainwell at third season in the same offense.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's like when you learn who's going to be good and who's going to be great, and that's the only reason. That was one of the main reasons I give him the edge. That's why I said Rashard had to come and prove himself. He hasn't been in the system. Kenneth Gainwell has been in the system, so you'll see him start doing stuff that we didn't see him doing in the first place. That's the one good thing I do know about it. So, I mean,
So if we all vote around the room, Gainwell or Penny? Gainwell.
I go Penny.
I get Gainwell.
I think Brian, Mal?
I think I
get I just Gainwell. Don't give a shit. Let's just get the number 22.
It's not a vote, dude. That's how we're going to get to 22 is we have an odd number of people. Gainwell. Got a vote.
Gainwell. Right, Gainwell.
I'm voting Gainwell just so we don't get caught up on this. I really don't care which of the two it is.
I don't feel like I won, man. That's not cool.
It's not even about winning for me. I know, like I said,
I'm only teasing you, man.
For the it was just whoever the backup running back is. So if we're saying the consensus is that Kenneth Gainwell runs as the number two back, I'm cool with that. Right.
So I got Gainwell at 23. 22. Gentlemen, where do we sit?
I got Marcus Mariota right here.
Wow.
Hey, man, our backup quarterback has played every season so far.
I know. That's why I was like, I would have him a little bit high on the list.
I mean, I got a Mariota at like 18.
I think Mariota definitely deserves a spot on this list, but I do think that we are starting to enter that territory. I think, like Gail said, anywhere between 17, 18, and right here, I think, is the Marcus Mariota spot.
Yeah,
I got him here.
What you got, Prime?
22.
At 22?
Yeah.
At 22, I have Reed Blankenship.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, look, see? It's not going to be that difficult. Mm-hmm. We got it. It's only going to be 3 hours, yo. We good.
Go, Scheiser.
I'm telling you, we can get there.
We already there, broski.
I don't know. So, people that's with us don't believe in us.
So what's the consensus here on 22? Can y'all get behind Mariota? Is that somebody y'all want to make a argument for?
Yeah, and that yours?
I can get behind that.
That's yours, right, Mal?
Yeah, I'm saying Mariota here, but I think Gail, you said it at 20. You had him at 18.
I had him at I actually had him at 20, but I could do a 22,
yeah.
For the sake of the show,
yeah, it is. But we moving, man. I'm proud of us right now, yo. This is all. It's mostly amicable. How the comments more spicy than the show? You know what I mean?
I know they all over us.
Yeah.
they poo pooed on the Penny idea. I think that was Bruce. Yeah. But again, this is you think it through, man. This is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Man, listen.
Chat is wrong, by the way. I put Penny. Instead of Gainwell.
So we got number 22. We have Marcus Mariota. Number 23, Kenneth Gainwell. Number 24, Milton Williams. Number 25, we have Jake Elliott. Number 21, moving right along, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Can we say Cam Jurgens?
I don't have Cam Jurgens on my list.
I don't think so, yeah.
I mean,
we know he's not making that list.
Because I feel like we're going to need production out of the right guard spot.
So I would put Tyler Steen.
I don't know which one. I have Reed Blankenship right here.
Ooh. Yeah, I think as it stands right now, like when we don't have a definitive answer at right guard, it's hard to say Cam Jurgens, just because like we don't know after camp is done whether it's going to be Tyler Steen or Jurgens. So I just feel like it's quick to jump the gun. I think that it would make sense to have that right guard position here. Good.
But it's like, but when you say that too, it's like we haven't seen him in action. I've seen him like when they go against another team in practice to see if it. Because right now they saying that they'll put him there, and everything is cool, fine and dandy with shorts and t-shirts on. But when you put the wood on.
You know, I was hearing Jason Kelce on the Chris Long podcast.
Yeah.
And he mentioned this is what he said about Tyler Steen. He's like, I don't want to put this kind of pressure on the guy, but from the talks inside the Eagles, he said that they remind him Steen reminds them of Brandon Brooks.
Brandon Brooks, yeah.
Brandon Brooks.
But Brandon Brooks was way stronger, son. At least early on, but you know,
like that's what that's what the
football players.
That's what they're saying.
This was like when me and Irvin, we were talking about who is this is my favorite player in the draft. because I watched the kid play at Alabama, and he played guard and tackle. He has that nasty streak you want. You know, that it's like he reminds him of Brooks just because of his strength and the way he finishes blocks and he gets downfield. He has the ability to get up to that next level like we needed to. Now, that's why I said he was going to end up starting. But the one of the main reasons, too, was Cam Jurgens is only like 305 pounds. Mm-hmm. You can't have 300 pounders or two people that's 300 pounds or under on your offensive line and don't think they're finna run Doggy right up the gut. I know you guys are wondering where Doggy is. Let's put two guys about my size in the interior and just go for broke. Crush the pocket, had a quarterback running for his life. So that was one of the main reasons I like Tyler. But I watch his film. He's really good.
You watch him at Vanderbilt. What's that in 2021 mm-hmm. versus right. Georgia?
Yeah.
You get a chance to see him versus Nolan Smith, a little bit versus Jalen Carter. So yeah, he could play, man. I didn't have either of them on my list just because I wasn't sure who was going to end up winning that job. But I think it is Tyler Steen when it all comes to when this dust settles. I think it'll be Steen.
Yeah, the one thing that I do that if he hadn't been at Alabama learning the Stoutland system, I would say the playbook would cause a problem and the line calls. But seeing as he's already been in the exact same system that coach Stoutland runs. I feel like he's going to be better, but I don't want to mess up Cam because he's a predecessor to Jason Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, if he go out there and get his ass whipped, they could mess up his psyche. Mm.
All right, so who we got here? Number 21.
Like I said, I got Blankenship. So y'all tell me.
Prime, who you got?
Blankenship's something I can get behind.
I'm good with Blankenship.
Blankenship, that's my guy.
I had him at 22, but I'm good with him being at 21.
And I think he's going to be a guy that progressively gets better throughout the year as well. So I think his number will go up as we look at this in hindsight at the end of next year.
So I had him at 19, but 21.
Yeah.
Reed Blankenship.
Mm-hmm.
You sunk my Blankenship.
It's going to get interesting.
Mm-hmm.
This middle part is going to get interesting because you talk about the D-line depth and then the defensive ends. You're like, bro, it's a who's who.
I was married when I'm only 29 years old as well.
he seemed like he's been through a lot, doesn't he?
Yo, son.
He's been on like three or four different teams. You know, I was on four different teams, but I spent 10 years on one. He's just been on everybody's. I was like, damn.
You've been getting a bag, though.
So do you guys ever still sit back and wonder what would have happened?
Nah, because we had to auction the whole future to get Marcus Mariota.
I'm so glad we did.
Lane Johnson, son.
We might have not even had that first Super Bowl if we would have made that trade.
They would have gave up everything. Chip was trying to give away everybody and everything. We would have never won that chip, son.
Did you guys happen to see – was it DeSean Jackson?
Yep. Yeah.
Recently that came out and said that he has no respect for Chip Kelly, which he should.
Oh, he shouldn't.
I don't think anybody has respect for Chip Kelly.
Right. Well,
I just work here, but you know.
Let's have respect for this list here.
Okay.
it's
the one guy in the room. Mr. Do-Right.
We got to get back at it here. Okay. Jake Elliott, number 25.
Yep.
Milt Williams, number 24. Kenneth Gainwell, number 23. Number 22, Marcus Mariota. At number 21, we have Reed Blankenship, and we are hitting the 20 mark. Mm-hmm. I think that this is the –
Where's your guys? What's your guys' thoughts on something like a Dickerson? Where's he land on your guys' list?
I had him at 19 on my list.
Landon, so I have at 10.
I have Landon at 14.
Mm. Yeah, I had him at 14 too. Only because he's often hurt, and so Jake Driscoll has to take over him for him sometimes. Mm-hmm. I love the way he plays, but he plays with reckless abandonment sometimes. And if you don't have the body for that, you can get your ass whooped and you get hurt. That's why if you notice, either you're going to get hurt or he's going to get hurt when he blocks you. But you could count on him for the most part. And that's pretty much why I had him as at like 14.
And the injuries he brought with him from college, right? He was even hurt in college too. So that was almost a foregone conclusion. Yeah. But yeah, I had him at 10, but I mean, we could get there when we get there.
Let's get there.
Who else? Well, yeah, let's get there. That's what I'm saying.
Todd says, I think Reed needs to be higher. There's a lot on his shoulders this year.
What about someone sure. like a I mean, we've got a shit ton of edge rushers. What about a guy like
Nolan?
I got Nolan at 20.
Nolan.
Yeah, I have Nolan right here.
Would you
how much production are you guys expecting out of Nolan this year?
Situational pass rusher. I think he's gonna they're gonna have some plans for him too. I think he's gonna get his.
Well, I think in meeting up with the defense coordinator, there's gonna be a lot more pressure stuff. So I think they're gonna count on him to kind of confuse teams because there's gonna be some time when they have him. That's not ready, guy. Because you just got to think they rush off the edge a lot, so you can bring three defensive tackles in there to crush the middle and have them two on the edge because they can also possess the ability not only to set the edge but to drop in pass coverage. Mm-hmm. And that's sometimes people often think that I'm always talking about blitzing. I'm not talking about blitzing. And when you come out to the line, there's three things you hear as a defensive lineman. You hear the center say easy. Then they say mic it. They call out the mic. And then if we have something we'll say move. That's when we'll shrink the defensive line where one of the defensive ends will come down. They yell out Navajo, but they still don't know who the linemen are. Especially if you got the guys like I just mentioned, they don't know who they're supposed to block. Mm-hmm. And when you create confusion amongst them, it makes it easier to get to the quarterback. You got to create organized chaos, which is what we didn't do this past season with. I don't want to mention his name.
So yeah, I think like 3.5-4 sacks for Nolan. Something that you said, Tank, the fact that he could set the edge and like that's what he prided himself on at Georgia. I think it's less like the sack production and more the fact that when he's on the field, again, just like Tank was saying, it's more unpredictable. And also he can tackle. He's a run stopper as well. Yeah. So you don't have to worry about his heart or his integrity in the gap. So I'm excited about Nolan, man. Like I have him at 20. Behind so really solid.
Can we get behind Nolan at 20?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. And meeting the kid, he's thirsty for knowledge too.
Yeah,
he seems it. All the interviews that you see him in, he seems like a guy that he seems hungry for it. He seems hungry. Mm-hmm.
The thing that I was impressed with was when you know, Trey, a lot of people don't know that Trey used to have Connor Baldwin with all his fans. The year Connor Baldwin was here. Trey used to break down the opposing offensive tackles and give them what to look for and how to rush them. Hmm. And I don't know how Nolan knew that, but he immediately started talking to him. We were sitting at the table together, and he started talking to him. He's like, he would help him out. He's like, I'll be looking for it. But the other part, too, is I haven't seen you guys since I did that barbecue. Mm-hmm. It's like when the guys that they brought in here, if you look at it, all the rookies they brought in here either played with each other or against each other in college. They came from winning programs. But if you can see the camaraderie that they've already developed, because some of them played on the same team, a lot of them played on the same team. Mm-hmm. And it's like you look at it, it's like, damn. I was like, that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to see, and they're not complacent and they want to win. So that's what I saw.
Well, because they're accustomed to winning and working hard, right? And so, you know, that's the type of personalities you want to inject into your program every time.
Damn, Skippy.
Okay, so we are sitting here with Nolan Smith at number 20.
moving right
the glasses.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Moving right along.
That's the certified juice man.
juice man, bro.
The juice man right there, number 20.
I love it.
Moving right along to number 19. I think
I got Monte Maddox here.
How about Butterfingers?
Quest?
Yeah.
what?
Like, I was talking.
We're gonna need a wide receiver 3 to step up.
I was talking about Tamau earlier today, and I was like, this number 3 wide receiver is important.
Mm-hmm.
But then they also, you know, Dallas Goedert is a number, you know.
Yeah.
And they just brought the kid from Atlanta. who actually catches the ball.
Olamide, yo, he actually had drop issues too.
Did he drop as much as Quez?
Quez actually had less drops and a better contested catch percentage across his career, but he just had a bad last year. Yeah, exactly.
That was exactly. I've talked to like probably about five different random people about Quez, and they all go to all those plays that are heavy on everyone's mind. Everybody still.
Well, it's hard to forget, man. The times he's messing up are the biggest moments.
And not only that, it's like I used to, before I became a starter, you know, you kind of bitch and moan about just getting the spot duty and stuff. Mm-hmm. And somebody was like, dude, you haven't earned that. You haven't earned starter reps yet. Hmm. Your ass is supposed to be ready when they call on you. You know how you get more playing time? But when they call on you, you perform. Yeah. When he was fucking that shit up, that gives me less and less confidence. Excuse the language, but that's giving me the coaches, everybody. I was like, that's why you think of those plays. But they were like, well, we needed him when they had the top two guys. Okay, so when do you need the third wide receiver? You need a third wide receiver when they have our top two guys and some janky coverage, and we need somebody not only to take the top off of it, but to catch the passes so that they know that they can't continue to do what they've been doing to our other two guys. Mm-hmm. It's not going to loosen up if we don't get somebody in there that's viable. He's going to become Mr. Self-Check himself. But it's like the worst thing in basketball they can say when you get the ball to your hand. Let him shoot.
So there's also DeAndre Swift as well. Let's not forget about him.
I got Swift for 18, so 19 is what it is for me. Do y'all have Avante Maddox on your list? Yes.
I do.
Yes.
Who you have at 19, Prime? You sitting over there.
I had Jake Driscoll at 19 on mine.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. No, Jake. I'm sorry. No, actually, I had Boston Scott at 19 on mine.
So you have three running backs on there, or you don't have?
I got three running backs. DeAndre Swift, Boston Scott, Kenneth Gainwell make my top 25.
What y'all think about Terrell Edmonds?
He's like 27 for me. I like him.
Yeah, that's my boy. I thought about
putting him in the top 25.
I had him around right top. This is my thing.
My thinking, I would have Avante Maddox and him slash him because, as you know, as much as I love Avante, what is he? He's off to what?
Yeah. Definitely that one.
Yeah. But that slot cornerback position is important. So I just
that's why I said that's why I said Terrell.
Yeah.
Because he plays safety and he lines up over the slot corner as well.
Oh, no, man. I guess I was just looking at this list a whole lot different than y'all. I was really focusing on and the importance of these positions that these guys are going to be playing. Well, you know?
I do have Avante higher just in terms of like importance.
Why don't we also throw all five of our list up and, you know what I mean, see who had the better list.
Well, I told you what I did. I just took number one and 25, and then I started. You didn't ask me that one. I thought that was I thought that was for the whole room.
You guys think that Sidney Brown makes enough of an impact this year? I'm not saying that he cracks the top 25.
No, he's in the
starting position by the end of this season.
I would say
that the slash will be less Terrell and probably more him.
Yeah.
Just because I could see him probably getting those reps. And it's wild because that was supposed to be Kayvon Wallace's job years ago. You know what I mean? Ben took this job, and we still about this.
We have to go get more safeties.
And so,
he made a special team tackle.
But I'm open here, man. What are y'all thinking for 19?
I think we do the slash like you're saying, but
I'd be down with the Edmund slash.
Sidney
Brown.
Avante Maddox slash Sidney Brown, right there.
Because we can't have no slashes.
Well, Avante.
I would put Avante. You're gonna get 12 games out of Avante. I think you get enough for the season.
I could be talked into Avante.
I love Avante, but it's like he's
at 19. I'm good with Avante at 19. I had him at 17, but I'm good with it 19.
Okay, so yeah, there you go.
I just overruled me. It's okay.
Sean Bradley. Listen, I love Temple guys as Sean much as Bradley. The next, but he's not on this list.
Yeah, Tim, calm down.
Awkward. Well,
I can tell you there will be a Temple guy making an appearance in the top 10. That's for sure.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, for sure. I got him top 10. Yeah,
I got him top 10 too. All day.
Yeah, should be top five.
That top 10 is going to really be
that top five is my top five. It's tough, man.
So here we are with number 19, Avante Maddox. Number 20, Nolan Smith. Number 21, Reed Blankenship. Number 22, Marcus Mariota. Number 23, Kenneth Gainwell. And number 24, Milton Williams, rounding off the top. Number 25, Jake Elliott.
Because kickers are people too.
They are. Stop it. They matter. Stop
it. Hold your tongue, wench.
Mark Bird off the top rope. When are we going to bring in some N'Kobe Dean into the conversation?
I got N'Kobe higher.
I got N'Kobe on the top 15.
Yeah, I got N'Kobe.
I think he's in the teens. I think he's in the teens somewhere.
I think, you know, I think
he's in the top 10. Man. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say we're in that territory of – I got, you know, Dickerson. I got Jordan Davis.
Who you got? At 18, I got Jordan Davis.
You got Jordan Davis. What about you, Gil?
Yeah, I mean, that's where I was kind of going. I was like, I got a couple guys in the area, but I could be talking to
Hollywood Hearn.
I'm just laughing. I think Todd might be the number one Reed stan in the fan base.
Hey, man, I like it. I have high expectations for Reed Blankenship, too, so I get it. Hollywood, who you have? 18.
18?
Mm-hmm.
Out. So I'm just kind of shooting from the hip here. I mean.
We have Jalen Carter on the table right now.
Okay. Yeah, to be honest with you, I think I would rank Jalen Carter above Jordan Davis.
Yeah,
no, I wouldn't. Only reason I wouldn't. You know, Jordan Davis is going to be in that second year, and this is when you make the second year is when you make your biggest leap. And
it's like
he's got the speed of the game down already. That's the only difference between him and Jalen Carter. So, and then I feel like he's going to be more important to shut the run down, and then Jalen Carter's going to, once Jalen Carter gets his feet wet, then Jalen Carter. That's why I was like, put Jalen Carter there, and put in the top 15 or above. That's where Jordan Davis belongs, because he's going to be an important cog, especially to protect the linebackers.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with what you say. I just think that Jalen Carter, to me, in my opinion, I think he's coming into the league with more natural ability and talent than Jordan Davis came into the league with. And so I think that is going to help him. It's kind of like, and I hate making this comparison, but it's kind of like the Jokic thing. I mean, you've seen him after this NBA final. The dude really doesn't give a shit about basketball. He's just naturally gifted and talented. I view Jalen Carter as the same sort. Like, I don't think that he doesn't care about football. Yeah. I think he just has this natural God-given ability. Correct.
That's what, you know what, that was one of the conversations. Like, they was talking the funniest thing was we walked up on, they was talking about when he was destroying a double team in one of the games that they had in college and stuff, and how he did it like effortlessly.
Yeah.
I believe that, but it's still, no matter how gifted you are, the speed of the game is that much faster when you get to this up at the pro level. That's why I said Jordan Davis is going to be important here, especially to bring him up to speed. I think Jalen Carter is going to get in the mix, but it's this certain thing that nobody is impervious of, the rookie wall.
I got
like nobody's business. But
just real quick, he's going to play a more integral role, like you already said, in stopping the run, man, and like he already has an advantage. And you talk about a physical freak, like. We can't forget that Jordan Davis is a physical phenomenon at his size. You know what I mean? So I think that he'll end up playing well. I wouldn't be surprised if we did this at the end of the year and Jalen Carter flipped him because Carter's going. Once he catches on, everything y'all was saying makes sense. But getting acclimated to the league and also just the designated role that Jordan Davis has in his defense, I would just put him a little bit higher.
Do you guys view that like there is – I get what you're saying, Tankett, that like there is no every rookie ends up hitting this rookie wall, but like I feel like there is some guys that are able to somewhat skirt it. And I look at a guy like Sauce Gardner last year, who like comes into the league rookie year and he's already considered the best corner in the league.
But what happened to he's decent, but go look at
he's more than decent.
You gotta look at all the film.
I
understand what you're saying. Oh, sorry, go ahead, my bad.
I wanted to
let him win.
I was saying that probably I think me and Ev probably got Davis and then Carter, and then you guys got Davis before Carter. I mean, so
you
got, I think
you want to put him back to back.
What's
meet
that?
In the middle, meet in the middle.
I had Carter at around like 15. But I think he's right before Davis. I do think Davis is integral for the run game. I do think he's going to keep everybody clean. So
it's only one reason why Davis should be ahead of him. Because if I see Carter, I'm still going to think I can single block him. If I see Davis, I know that he's put you on notice already. Mm-hmm. We don't know. It's like
he's going to get more pass rushing reps too. Like, yeah. I think that we're going to see the evolution of why they took this man in the middle of the first round last year, right? Like, he had a tough go of it. Plus, they went veterans, you know, when it counted. Yeah. But Jordan Davis plays some football, man, and he's surrounded by the homies now, second year in a system that he's relatively familiar with. So, but again, I can be – I'm not going to die on this hill. So either one, man.
Prime, who you got?
Guys, go ahead.
Prime, what do you have?
You muted, Primo.
Primo, unmute yourself. There you go.
At what, at number 18?
Yeah, because it's either Davis or Carter.
I'm going to go with Jordan Davis.
At 18? Yeah. Okay. So that's
– I mean, and like to your guys' point, Mal and Hollis, I think that – you just simply look at when Jordan Davis went down last year and you saw how big of a hit our run defense took. And if he takes that step forward next year, I mean, he could be that in like that main cog in the run defense this coming year. So I could see why you rank him above. I could be talked into it.
I just think from a snap standpoint, he's going to be up there, right? Mm-hmm. Like when you're looking at that defensive line rotation, especially interior defensive lineman, he's going to get – the vast majority, especially if he's playing the nose, right? That like that's his role. So you know, I think that it depends on how the side wants to implement him. But yeah, I'm cool with him, right?
Who has a better year, Jordan Davis or Mazi Smith?
Jordan Davis.
The other thing is that is nice is, well, the funny thing is like
old though.
Linville Joseph and the Dominican Sue are sitting there in the waiting. I think Sue's sitting in the waiting. Do you think Sue comes back?
I think he does. Yeah, because it's like especially if we need him. I think the only way I think he comes back here is if one of our guys up front get hurt.
Or I could see like if they end up flipping Fletch at the trade deadline or something like that, right? And you bring in a veteran to supplement it, plus a guy that knows how to play the position for you already. But
yeah. I would put Sue on this list. He's not even on the team. Lane Johnson said he's like, yo, watching Sue play, he's like, now I know why he's the real deal. His preparation, he's like, he don't really joke that much, but when he jokes, he'll say a couple jokes off, but he sets the tone. Mm-hmm. So you want to go? You guys want to go? Carter,
Jordan Davis, right here.
Jordan Davis at 18.
That was the majority.
Okay, 17. You talking Carter here?
I'd be down to put them back to back. Just to
he's like just to move this list around.
Yeah, just move along.
We are in the 52nd minute already.
Yeah. You can put it back to back.
I got it.
I can respect that.
Primo, who do you have at 17?
At 17, my list is all fucked up.
Oh, I actually had Jalen Carter at 17. So
no, I had Jalen Carter at 25, bro. I told you
25.
Yeah.
No, I said I had him at 17.
At 17, I got Avante Maddox on my list.
Gotcha.
Okay, so we're talking about number 16. I think guys in range right now that we could talk about. We have Landon Dickerson. We have Josh Sweat. We got N'Kobe Dean, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham.
I'll go N'Kobe right here.
This is where we're at 16, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is where I went DeAndre here.
Oh, shit. DeAndre Swift is on the board.
I'll go DeAndre too.
I think I could go. I could be talking to DeAndre at 16.
Yeah,
we
can make it. DeAndre. We can make it swift. Way to go, Brian.
Yeah.
I think DeAndre can go higher.
You're a little too excited there.
We don't need your opinion, Evan. It's already a done deal, buddy.
I don't know.
Shut up, Evan.
Wait, is something that you feel, Evan?
Yeah, I think that he's going to be the number one running back on this team this year. I think that's a pretty important position. I think more important than the 16th most important on the team. Especially once we see the names that are going to go above him, I think that we could argue that DeAndre Swift should have been higher.
I just think looking at who I have here from a playing time standpoint, an impact standpoint, he's one of the few people that's splitting reps. N'Kobe Dean is your starting Mike. So, like, he's going to be out there. You know what I mean? Like, unless something terribly goes wrong.
Swift is your start like, running back?
Yeah, but if Swift is rotational, if he touches, I'd be shocked, bro.
He's staying at 16.
Shocked. Like he's on, if he gets 200 touches, I feel like we got a really good season out of DeAndre Swift. I think with the folks that are above him from a snap standpoint, like they're gonna outweigh
him. Hollis, can you go number 16 with Swift here? Yes or no?
I guess you have to put him right here because it's just like what Mal said, it's like it's gonna be other people. He's gonna be important, especially to the game plan to get everybody to start kicking ass. Mm-hmm. I was like, but how much is he gonna last? Before you get nicked up and stuff. It's like, it's one of those things. Yeah, you will put him right here because it should be mostly big dogs the rest of the way through up until number one. I'm just saying.
Yeah, for the last 15 that I got a split. You know what I mean? Yeah. I got eight offensive players, seven defensive players on the rest of the list.
All right,
Swift at 16. Is Juergens on any of your guys' lists?
No. Okay. Why is he on your list?
Because important wise. Because depending on who's starting at right guard.
Yeah, but it's importance and this also like talent, bro. Like you can't. Yeah, position. I'm going that much more.
But I'm going off importance. I'm not going off talent.
That's
why I had him on the list. Just saying that we're gonna need production out of that right guard spot,
just our starters, then.
Nah, importance wise, because I'm just saying I need production out of the right guard spot.
Your starters are going to be important because your backup depth is only good if you don't need it. it's great to see and stuff, but you're not really going to use it. You don't want to have to use it.
So at 15.
Putting Devontae here, bro. Have we gone? Oh, no.
We got a van. There's Landon Dickerson. There's N'Kobe Dean.
I got Dean here.
Yeah.
I got
Dean at 15 and Fletch at 16.
I got Dean here. Oh, I got Fletch at 13. Landon Dickerson at 14.
So you want to go, what, Dean here or Fletch?
I'm good with Dean here.
I could be talked into Dean here.
All right, let's go, N'Kobe.
That's three against one. Right?
What you say?
I was just gonna say Fletch first and put N'Kobe in front of him because we're gonna need N'Kobe to become a quarterback.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not even mad at that neither.
We put Fletcher and N'Kobe. Mm-hmm.
Put Landon Dickerson?
Landon Dickerson.
I have Landon at 10.
It's like it's just gonna be. Were you asking me about Landon Dickerson?
Yeah, what would you put Landon Dickerson?
I kind of would have had him at 12 because you know, but if you're gonna put him at 10, you have to put Drake/Jake Driscoll. You know, it's because
he tried to hedge all the bets, you
know. Well, no, because Drake, he started some games. He started some games that Drake Driscoll had to finish because he got hurt.
Wherever
you put Landon Dickerson, you have to put Jake Driscoll because it's important.
Man, listen. Fletcher Cox at number 15. Mm-hmm. Everyone?
Yeah,
everyone?
You said Fletcher at 15 and N'Kobe at 14.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. I like that. Back to back here. We are moving. N'Kobe at 14.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God!
You talk about some dogs, man. This is you start going through this list and you realize how many talented dudes we got on this squad here.
I know.
Trench wise, too, man.
Absolutely.
Look, I got Dallas Goedert there.
Got him up there, high.
I got him at top. I got top 10.
I got him at 12.
So we have we got Brandon Graham, we got Josh Sweat.
I got BG right here.
At 13?
Yeah.
Or 15.
I have Brandon Graham at 13.
Wait a minute. Gail still
so 15 was Cox. Kobe was 14. Yeah.
Fletcher was 15, Ev. N'Kobe Dean
is 14.
And now we at 13.
You guys still got Cox that high, huh?
Hey, yo.
Well, pause.
What did you mean by that, sir?
I know. What do you, Evan Hearns, whatever do you mean? What have we crossed?
13.
I just remember going head to head with Gail Saunders on this maybe 2 years ago now. Okay. We were both arguing over the number one spot. It was Jason Kelce versus Fletcher Cox,
and it was number two.
It was number two, and it was last year.
Yeah. It wasn't last year because I spent the first 15 minutes of this show looking for last year's episode. I don't think we did one.
Yeah. But my reasoning was that we didn't have nobody at behind him.
Yeah, what was last year?
IDK.
Yeah.
Anyway. So what do we have for 13?
BG.
Thinking BG?
Yeah.
BG?
All right.
Oh, man.
I got be.
Uh-oh. Problem.
What's up? No, I'm good with it. I'm good with it.
You've been a good sport, but I'm listening.
No, I'm good with it. 13. I'm good with Brandon Graham at 13.
Where did you have him at?
I actually had him at number 11.
I had him at 12.
So we are all in the same area.
Yeah,
and the same ballpark.
Yeah, I mean, BG. We talked about Nolan Smith being the certified juice guy, but Brandon Graham is the Juice Senior, yes. Still got it.
Talked about it. Nolan Smith, when he went to talk to Chris Long, yo, and talked about being in BG's presence and how like it's just good to have people charged up like that. That was a lot of excitement on that defensive line, man.
Damn, Skippy, going down.
Hey, we're
rocker.
We I think we're moving right along, right?
Yeah.
We are coasting. I'm proud of everyone in this room. I feel like. We got
12
working
together
harmoniously.
To be honest with you, I think that the further you get into this, it gets easier. Just because, like, it's hard to say, like, this is what the top of our middle of our roster is. We all know what the top of our roster is.
I feel like it's gonna be spicier the closer we get, bro. Because it's gonna be people was willing to just let it slide at 24. You know what I mean? When you get your fourth person, you're going to hit me out, bro.
But that was you. You were willing to get us to this point.
Yeah, you got to keep going, bro.
So as we sit here at 12, okay, let me count real quick. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 defensive linemen already on this list. Still got a few to go.
I had 7.
Seven total.
You count this not ready against those linebackers.
I counted them as a lineman just because of the pass rusher.
I got
him and Nolan.
I got Hassan at 10.
I would have him higher than that.
I would have him at like 5 or 4.
I actually got Hassan at 8.
Explain yourself, Gail.
I got him at 8 too.
Explain yourself, bro.
I could either have him at 9 or 10. I flipped him around a little bit because I felt like he might be. I could move back Goddard one.
So
you telling me?
Wait, hold on. We're getting too far ahead of ourselves.
Sacks?
We're getting too far ahead of ourselves.
Hold on. So we're at 12. And you guys right now would think the Landon Dickerson falls in the top 10?
I would say Landon Dickerson right here. Just
I keep him right here. Landon right here. This cool with me.
Dickerson?
Mm-hmm.
Going twice?
Yes.
Sold.
That's good.
I've been 10.
I've
not seen the chat because I'm looking at my list there.
Is it graphics?
You're getting caught out.
What about I mean, we're getting into sweat territory.
Yeah,
now.
Sweat. I got sweat right here.
I got sweat at 11.
Yeah, no sweat.
Right here, I got sweat at 11.
Wait, who was 12? I forget.
Dickerson. Yo, Prom, it's also in the private chat too.
Yeah. You ain't gotta tell me. I've been paying attention.
I'm Prom, my bad. Ev.
My bad. Wow, man, it's me.
I could be talked into Dallas Goedert here.
Nah. Josh Sweat right here. We had three people say Josh Sweat.
Josh Sweat. At 11.
Yeah. Oh, you talking 10 Goddard?
Goddard.
Oh yeah, I'm cool with that.
And then Reddick at 9.
Damn. I had Dallas way higher.
Reddick at least 5, man.
I got her at 12, bro.
Reddick at least gotta be number 5.
Man. I had Reddick at 8.
Yeah, I got Reddick at 8, same. Who said 9 with 2?
So let me name off some players that are in this range, right? We got.
Wait, hold on. So first, 12 is Landon, right? 11, Josh Sweat. 10 is Dallas Goedert. Nah, my lot is way higher.
We're at 9. How much higher can we get?
That's
way higher. I
feel for George Prediction.
Left what about, in the what about NFL, Smitty?
Bro.
Smitty?
At 9?
At 9?
Yeah, I got Smitty at 9 on my list. I said that like I was offended.
Yeah,
Smitty at 9. Yeah, it's right where I got him.
Bro, yeah, no, that's actually impressive. That's right on the money.
You guys want to put Smitty here at 9?
Who was at 10?
10 is Dallas Goedert.
Okay.
Yeah, Devontae right here is perfect. What happened to Primo?
I don't know. I heard some kids beating on his door. Bro.
So we have Devontae Smith at 9. I can mess with that.
Yeah, we got Devontae. It's perfect.
I think Devontae is going to have a hell of a year this year, too.
Man. Yeah, of course. He had a hell of a year last year. He's just going to double it back up again. So right here, what y'all talk about?
So then
Reddick right here at 8.
Bam.
Damn, Skippy.
Devontae and Dallas down there. All right. All right.
Would you have them, bro?
Who?
Both of them each.
I had Devontae and Dallas in my top 6.
Okay.
I had Reddick at 8 with you.
Yo. So we're gonna do Reddick right here then. Closest enough to the top.
Me and you know where it's at. We gotta see. You know,
we just need one more person.
Where the three musketeers land with this.
You good? You good with that, Tank?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right, there it is. That's all ready.
We rolling.
And Gail, you're muted.
Gail,
you're still muted, my guy.
I'm not gonna lie, StreamYard's been on some fuck shit today.
You sure it's just not you guys?
StreamYard don't agree with y'all shit.
Just a bit outside.
Yeah, can you unmute?
There you go.
Somebody muted him. Ah.
So I didn't mute myself.
You can't mute him. He's the host.
Yeah, who the hell are you?
Can you say Brad Bear here at number 7?
I got Bradberry at 7. Yes.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Slay at 6.
Same, I got Slay at 6.
Yep.
Who knew that this would be so amicable, bro?
Right now, we flying right now.
Keep up with the fucking ticker here.
Well, that's because you're slow, but you know,
you wanted the job, buddy. Do it.
Who do we got? Who do we got at 5?
AJ,
I have Lane Johnson.
Damn.
I got AJ at 2, so I'm open to AJ.
So hey, Prime, what you got at number 5?
At number 5, that's where I had Devontae at.
Okay. Well,
who's the next person?
What about Kelce at 5?
What about 4?
At Kelce, I had it 2, man. I was
Kelce. Kelce got 2.
I got Kelce at 2.
I was still with Kelce at 2. I was here to support you this year, Evan. But you know, man, I guess that kicked me in the ass.
Well, not yet. I would have to put. I would have just put AJ out outside of like the three most important guys that's protecting Jaylen.
I got AJ at 4.
At Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson.
Yeah, Kelsey. so you want to put AJ right here?
And then put AJ, yeah. And then put the number one is, you know, number one is.
Well, see, yeah, number one see is. This is nicely. So I said AJ at five.
Mm-hmm. So Lane at four.
I have Mulata at four.
Oh,
and then Lane at three. Mm-hmm. Kelsey at two.
Then the second quarterback of the offense is the general and lieutenant general. And
well, at least our top three we're matching on there, because that's how I had. I had Jalen, Jason, and Lane.
Yeah, because the one thing that we all have to admit is that our offense is what fuels this team right now. Until our defensive side catches up, sure. We have the talent defensively, but we lack the architect to put them in place to become as dominant as they could be. Now everybody was talking about last year like being one, two, or three, but if you go back and look at last year, it was some times where if our defense had if he had exacted, you know, our physical dominance on some teams. And, you know, cut some stuff up, the team wouldn't have been able to matriculate down the field and get field goals and stuff. And then the bend but don't break stuff. We're supposed to impose our will. They're not supposed to do nothing that we don't let them do. So it's like we're supposed to come in there to kick their ass. We ain't coming in there to box. We're coming in there to fight. The boxers get their ass whooped. We're not coming in there to box. But it's like, and we came in there pretty much to box all last year. That's the only thing I was saying. It's like, you can't have a passive attitude when you're a defender.
Well, and I feel like you get your identity from your DC, right? From the folks that are calling the plays and installing the defense. And
yeah.
We had a dude that was passive. We had a dude that is scared to talk to the media. So he's not going to be out here standing out 10 toes firm, you know? So yeah. I feel good about the side. Like he's inquisitive. He's intelligent. He's somebody that, you know, when he makes mistakes, he's quick to make amends for him. So that's the type of stuff you want. Also, to your point, I think just the offense – has more firepower to it, right? Like, there have been pieces that have been added. And to me, the reason why I had AJ Brown number two is because when you install him in this offense took off. Yeah. We've had the offensive lineman. We knew the running game was always going to be solid. But then you add, like, an alpha one, and the whole offense transformed. So, you know, I'm just excited to see these dudes, you know, get back after it.
I was just saying the only reason I had him outside because he can't do what he do if the guys don't protect our guy up front. And it's like the one thing that I love about this squad, and this is another coach that I was going to mention to you guys that I end up talking to him for a long time. Remember Matt Patricia?
Yeah.
I end up talking to him. He's actually a cool ass dude. He gave me the whole lowdown of what happened in Detroit, but he didn't mention Slay's name, but he was talking about the brass, the powers that be, and the way when he explained it, it's like me, because he's talking to me, Trey T and Hugh, and it's just like when you sit down and you talk to him, he is a player's coach, but he knows how to win. It's this much difference between a victory and a loss in the NFL, and you know what's in there is discipline and attention to detail. Most teams they have talent, but nobody's making them, holding them accountable for what they need to do, and that attention to detail. If you don't have attention to detail, you're going to get your ass kicked, and it's going to show up on the field, and then it's going to cause dissension in the ranks. And next thing you know, you're looking for a new coach.
That was one of my favorite Jalen Carter like draft stories. Was I forget what team he was playing, but the quarterback was saying how he basically told them, like, yo, you running a rinky-dink offense. Like, yo, they're going to get you killed out here. And all of these people that talk about Jordan, you know, Jalen Carter doesn't love football.
Yeah,
I was like, that runs completely, juxtaposed to what y'all trying to say. He clearly cares because the quarterback literally said, yo, he was calling the plays out. He hit me. He told me, like, listen, they're going to get you killed out here if y'all start sliding these protections. And so, you know, I'm excited. That's our rookie, right? Like, and he gets a chance to now come in and learn from dudes that have been doing this for a decade plus, some of them.
So, you know what makes me feel really good about this list is, I mean, objectively speaking, I truly think that we have, and I don't think that anyone would disagree with me in this chat, I think we have a top five defense in this league.
Yeah.
But as it stands, we have seven of our top 10 most important players are offensive players.
Because they protect
when you guy. Think about how good this defense is and how good this offense is, you know.
But Ev, the one thing we have on defense, though, is we have quality depth. With what they did in the draft, We didn't even talk about Ringo.
Yeah,
I was like,
well, he's not even signed yet.
I know, but I love that kid too. It's like that's why it's like if you guys get a chance to go over and meet those kids, it was a refreshing feeling. Somebody
we're not
wanted
former
to play
players,
football.
Tank. But what opportunity will we get other than in a Wawa in passing?
we'll talk, but I can have a plus one when I go to practice and stuff. A plus two is like
I'm gonna hold you to that.
I'm about to say, don't just say that now.
I'll be your son if I gotta be your son. I'll be your son.
Actually, Vincent has been my plus one, and the kid from Sandlot, Vic. You remember the kid, Victor from Timmy from Sandlot? Name is Victor. He's from Delaware.
Yeah,
it was my plus one too. When I go over there for practice and stuff.
An Eagles fan?
Yeah, he's from Delaware.
Awesome. Nice.
Well, bring your sons, man.
I was actually just watching Sandlot. Funny that you bring that up.
I get a few adults in, like a bunch of kids and stuff. When you start posting up,
I'll shave my mustache. I'll shave my beard. You name it. So I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go through this list. I'm gonna start off. Should we start it? Number one, we have Jalen Hurts. Obviously, everyone can all agree. Had a hell of a year. I think he's going to come back even stronger. Number two, Jason Kelce, the voice of the locker room. Great leader. Number three, we have Lane Johnson.
Paved the lane.
Everyone can agree there. I think number four, going off Hollis's points, you know, the guys that are protecting Jalen Hurts, it's most important that you have a tandem like that. Number five, we talked about the weapon that Miles is talking about so highly of. And I think he definitely is that right-hand ace for
He's easily, outside of Hurts, the best offensive player, like skill-wise.
Alpha. Definitely alpha. Number six, we have Darius Slay. Also brings the juice in the secondary. I think his just keeping these guys, keeping it light, but also bringing the his A game week after week. Bradberry at number seven had a tremendous year last year, bringing it back, running it back with the Eagles. Number eight, this is Evan's favorite player ever, maybe. maybe. I think Prime it. Is a big fan of I'm a huge fan of Reddick's, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're an Eagles fan, why would you not be a fan of Reddick?
Okay, exactly.
He brought it last year. At number nine, I think everyone's favorite young wideout, Smitty.
I love Smitty.
Yeah. Love this kid. Number 10, Dallas Goedert. I think again, I'm not gonna say gets left out of the mix, but I think over just him being like the amount of weapons we have on this team with him, it's just a luxury to have a guy like Dallas Goedert.
Absolutely.
With these weapons.
Yeah. Especially when we kind of lack in a wide receiver three position.
Very true. Number 11, I think Josh Sweat, I think he brings the juice. Also, some people say he's one of the funniest dudes on this team. I didn't know that.
Yes, he's a character.
Number 12, Landon Dickerson. He solidifies the left side of the line with Jordan Mulata. Number 13, everyone's favorite, stripping the ball out of Tom Brady's hands, Brandon Graham, Juice Man Sr., Nakobe Dean. Did I mess up the list there? Yeah, okay.
I'm staying with you. You're right.
Nakobe Dean. We're talking about the next field general, Nakobe Dean. Everybody loves him. Can't wait to see what he has to the mix. Fletcher Cox getting a little long in the tooth. He could have retired. He decided to come back. Could have went with some other teams. I think he's got some guys behind him that he can bring along in the way, but also come back for another run at a Super Bowl. Number 16, Swift. Interesting. I think he's going to be a valued piece in the running game. Number 17, we have Jalen Carter, everyone's favorite first round pick. I mean, I like Nolan Smith too. You got his teammate, number 18, Jordan Davis.
AD.
That's, oh God, the depth. number 19, we have Lil Tay-Tay, Avante Maddox in the slot. We need him. We need him to be healthy. Number 20, we have Nolan Smith, Juice Man Jr.
Juice Man.
Number 21, Reed Blankenship, a.k.a. White Chocolate, a.k.a. Evan's favorite player and Todd.
Reed Blankenship.
Number 22, we have Marcus Mariota. Mariota.
He looks 40.
That man looks like he's aged 40 years.
He looks like a
40, yo.
Like a lost kid. Could be president or something. But everybody knows how important the backup quarterback is in Philly. Number 23, we have Kenneth Gainwell talking about
Kenny G.
Bring some juice. He brought some juice in the Super Bowl. I'm not shots fired with Miles Sanders. Not breaking juice. Number 24, Milton Williams, utility guy. I think he's got a lot to prove this year. Mm-hmm. And number 25, rounding out, Jake Elliott. Special teams are people too.
Special teams are people too. So as we sit here with this list, who do you guys think when we sit here at the end of the year has the opportunity to make the biggest jump on this list?
Jalen Carter or Nolan Smith?
Yep.
I got Nolan Smith.
I got N'Kobe Dean myself. I'm really hoping on N'Kobe Dean just absolute ball out, you know, prove it year.
I think Jalen Carter has the opportunity to just be a menace. Because he's not like, there's so many guys in this group that he's coming into another situation where he's still rotating.
And then, you know, in that same sort of vein, who do you guys think that isn't on this list that has an opportunity to work their way onto the list by the end of the year?
Yeah, I think Steen.
Steen?
I definitely agree with Bob. I think Steen. Yeah. Whoever that right guard is, it should be the person that works their way into this list.
Cam Jurgens. Let's see.
Sidney Brown.
Yeah.
Who else?
I mean, we still got Quez, Alama, like our wide receiver three, whoever that ends up being.
Right.
Yeah, we made it. I'm proud, man. We got it under an hour and a half, man. I
don't know how, yo.
Dude, considering we were only at 22, 32 minutes into the thing.
Yeah, Prime was on here, man. He was real nice. He put himself on mute for a second when he saw that he wasn't really agreeing no more. You know what I mean? Yo, shouts out to Prime, man. We did it,
bro. I'm a team player, bro.
Yeah, facts. Nah. Give me your flowers, bro. We made it.
I'll see y'all soon.
Yeah, I'm happy with this list. But at the end of the day, man, after doing this little homework assignment, I feel like we got a team, man.
Oh, we've got a team, all right.
We got a team.
Sorry, man. I'm more excited about this year than I was last year.
For sure. And they're young, and a bunch of them are on contracts that keep them around for a while, you know? So it's not like we only have a year or two window. Like, this could, if they get this right, Howie Roseman has proven he could get it right. So.
Yeah, I'm going to sit here and tell you that I am hoping for that one more move, and that move would be to get that third wide receiver. That's my pick, but I know that everybody else is kind of like hoping for something else. But
who's that wide receiver you looking at?
I'm still saying
I really don't know. Nah.
Yale's fishing for a Hopkins right now.
I'm actually just wondering.
Well, whatever do you mean?
I'm not looking for a Hopkins.
You looking for Jarvis Landry?
Yo, if Jarvis Landry's ankles is okay, he would be the ideal slot receiver in this offense, yo. He's just so reliable, son. Yeah, and, like, you don't need somebody that's going to break big plays everywhere. You have that. You need somebody that when you throw them the ball, when it counts, they catch it. And Jarvis Landry has proven that throughout his whole career. Plus, he give you a couple snaps at returner, too. But I think his ankles are shot.
Probably. Mm. And that's why I was saying a lot of people was talking about the DeAndre Hopkins thing. Would he be willing to be a three? Well, if you're this offense and you catch most of the passes that they throw you because they run the coverage to stop out one and two, you wouldn't be considered a three. You'd probably be up there with everybody else. That's just how explosive it could be. But he's waiting.
He just wants a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah. Does he?
He wants like 18 to 20 mil for the year.
Those days are over.
Yeah, can I start an argument that's been building up since the 20s?
Sure.
So, you know, the argument really for Mariota to be on this list is that, you know, we've had some injuries at the quarterback position last year. Gardner Minshew made our top 25 list last year. Was he worthy of it?
I mean, he was ass, bro.
He definitely was.
Yeah.
But I also feel like, well, two things.
I feel like if we don't have Jalen, season shot. It's just
I feel like Mariota is a better fit for the offense that they run. Gardner Minshew, A, wasn't a threat with the run. And then B, his mechanics, I don't know what the hell happened sleeping in that van. His just felt a
I agree, but going into the season, I think that Gardner Minshew was viewed as a higher value than what he ended up being. Because I think that you saw that little flash that he had down in Jacksonville. And then
I think he didn't play as well as he should have, but I think that he was valued correctly. Right, that like he had to come in and play those games. Would he play two or three games? And so I think the value was correctly placed. I think just the player didn't play as well as he was supposed to. Right. And so I think Mariota, same sort of thing. Like when you have a quarterback that runs as much as Jalen Hurts does, your QB2 is imperative because you're gonna get some spot starts during the season. And so I think that's the only reason that our QB2 is ranked this high. Yeah. Other offenses where the quarterback is more statuesque and might not take as many hits, your QB2 probably isn't even on the list.
The funniest thing is when you mentioned that, I was like, I think that if Jalen goes down, Mariota will kind of flourish in this because he still has that threat to run. When Gardner Minshew was in there, they was destroying our run because he took it out to run one time. And I think he got it was wide open. And I think he I think he got a half a fucking yard.
Yeah.
And I was like, come on, dude.
Well, when you say flourish, though, I mean, like, do you truly think that, legs. Like, if you know, God forbid, Hurts were to go down, you think Mariota would flourish in this offense? You think he would be like, I kind of think all expectations are out the window if Hurts went down, personally.
I think the tough part is they're gonna stack the box. And Mariota showed last year in Atlanta, like he's not really a thrower.
Yeah, he's not really a thrower.
Yeah,
it's gonna be one of those things to where who's the other guy that they have on the roster at quarterback?
Is it Book still?
Ian Book.
Oh, Ian Book. Yeah.
Is Ian Book still? I thought Ian Book went to New Orleans.
No, he's still here.
Well, it's so you're correct. I don't think it's totally shot. I think we're still going to have a chance, but defense, you're going to have to count more on defense than anything.
Well, I mean, and what team loses a top three quarterback, top five quarterback, and still operates at the same level, right? Like
27 Eagles.
How many times? The New York Giants to Jeff Hostetler.
That's all. So we named two times out of how many damn injuries to major quarterbacks, and the teams did not, they don't keep competing the same way.
Doug Williams.
Bro, that was 40 years ago. You named two from 40 years ago and one from 6 years ago. So we have one modern example. But all I'm saying is that Case Keenum doesn't grow on trees, bro. That don't happen very often.
Case Keenum?
Can I play for the Bills? Who's the quarterback here for the Bills?
Doing his thing too, man. Respect the Case Keenum. Undersized young boy. Who's the boy that, from Missouri that Andy Reid had for a minute, came here. This man has cashed so many checks, son.
Oh, God.
Chase Daniel.
Well, no, people in Philadelphia have a habit of making pluralizing his name for some reason.
That man finessed like $100 million out the NFL.
What do you think? He's still doing that.
Yes.
He finishes a game in L.A. with the Chargers, and then he's on the NFL Network. Like, I was like, if memory serves me correctly, you was holding a clipboard. You didn't have to take a shower to come over.
I'm watching it on the TV. So he was at least standing on the damn field. You know what I mean?
But when you're a player, you can't just say we. that gives the insight that you was actually out there.
You was participating.
Yeah, you were participating.
He was cashing that check though.
Damn, Skippy. I don't fault him for that, but. You know, choose your words a little better.
Did you guys see Melvin Gordon after winning the Super Bowl where he was talking about he admitted, he's like, you know, I had nothing to do with this win whatsoever. He's like, it's great. It feels great to be a Super Bowl champion.
He is bitter. he's still out on the one of the running backs that hasn't signed with anybody yet. So,
yeah. I think he's been long in the tooth at this point.
He's been talking about how much running backs are getting paid, but, hey, that's the way things crumble. When you say we can say we when it comes to Philly sports trips. So you guys out there looking to make a trip, trying to look
with the big
look
tank
good
down.
in first class with a tank eating,
was that a
Grey Poupon?
Are you taking shots at me? Oh man,
I'm giving you props.
Yeah, I can't help it because I like to live in a lap of luxury.
We ain't mentioned nothing about you being bougie.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to book a trip, go to phillysportstrips.com. Make sure to follow them at Sports Trips PHL for more information. Again, big games of the year at KC,
LA,
Philly game,
Dallas,
LA.
I would like for you to check out that Tampa game as well. It should be a stone cold groove, my brother.
Mm. Are you?
I'm going on all of them. Try and stop me. it's like
tough
the difference between a Mal. You weren't there, so I couldn't give you a damn Skippy T-shirt. I gave my guys, but they damn Skippy T-shirt. I still got yours though.
We're going
Philly, away. Yeah, PhillySportsShirts.com, and check out me and Irvin tomorrow on Vetted. He's got his damn Skippy T-shirt. Go. We got on Vetted tomorrow. Myself and Irvin Fryer. Well, I'm gonna piss Irvin. I'm gonna make Irvin Fryer curse tomorrow.
Wow.
So check that out. And you know, obviously, I'll be back with my guys.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Mug.
Damn Skippy.
It looks just like you.
Shout out to Andrew. Vince just got back from Italy.
Nice. You guys are living good lives, man. I don't know about you. I'm trying to be like y'all when I grow up. But shout out to Bud Light for sponsoring the tailgates. Always a party. Make sure you're drinking up your suds. Make sure you're also eating up your Conshohocken tomato pies, man. Always bringing the heat. 50 years of heat. Those cookies. I know Prime's a big fan of the cookies. Mm-hmm. Grown man eating cookies. But last word before we get out of here, we'll go with you, Mr. Damn Skippy.
Well, last words of the day. I'd like to thank you guys for having me, as always. My last word for the day is happy Bobby Bonilla Day.
Oh, it is. The best contract ever.
Best
2035.
You can't get no better than that now.
Yeah,
but it's like the funny thing is he wasn't like one of the only ones to do that. They were mentioning some others, but I think he gets paid until like 2035.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
Houston finessed the Knicks for a nice chunk of change.
Oh,
man.
My God, yeah.
They had to force him to come to work and shit. They was like, nah, enough, bro. We ain't paying you no more to sit at home.
And then the rest of my last word is, you know, you guys be safe and take care of yourself and stuff. And I'm happy to be back. I got my mom. Something's happening next week, but I won't be around next week.
Wait till I see you. I'm smacking. You deserve a smack on that.
Where are you going?
Deepest apologies.
You going to the beach?
Deepest apologies. Deepest apologies.
You going to the shore next week?
I'm going to show up and just gonna leave it alone.
You going to the shore? Okay.
I'm happy to see you guys. Hopefully, I see you guys in the flesh soon. We got to make a day where we go to the go to training camp, posse up and go to training camp and watch one of the practices and stuff. I'm pretty sure I could arrange that. So
say no more. Yes,
sir.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Hell yeah.
Go to Philly sports trips. I'm going on all the trips this year. So it'll be great because actually I got some of my former Eagle brethren to hit up some of the trips depending on where we are. So they'll be there like the night before to do Q&A because it's like I never realized until I did the thing with Seth Joyner how many questions people have to ask. So, they don't be dumb questions either.
Nah.
It's like I think it's like the quick sidebar before I pass it on. It's like when I do the talk for the kids and I do the Q&A at the end, first thing is, how much did you make? What kind of car you got? It was like, and that'd be like, I was like, it wasn't none of those questions. So, but it was cool. It's cool to see. And I'm glad to be back.
Mark says, Tank is a celebrity living that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever you mean. No,
going on a trip for the first time, this man sits like on the first seat of the plane. So once you get by him, you're good. You know what I mean?
Wow.
That's the challenge, just getting by him.
I seen a bunch of government officials. I saw some just – and then I saw Tank sipping on something.
Yeah. Wow, man.
And then
in the cut.
Then I was in the middle of the plane having a panic attack.
is that every time he got up?
Oh my god, man. Oh my god. Last word, Mal.
Yeah, bro. Man, just good to see y'all boys again. Glad that we were able to move through this quickly. It was it's only an hour and a half now. We've been BSing for the past couple minutes. So enjoy pulling the list together. Definitely. You know, Tank, listen, I told them already when you wasn't here, I'm going to show up at the link dressed like you, bro. So I'm going to just put some big-ass pillows all in my shit, and I'm getting in training camp. So we're going to make it happen. But no, man, just excited for y'all. Definitely check out Philly Sports Trips. Vince and his team do some great work. As always, just appreciate the folks watching with us and commenting in the comment section and just being here, man. It's always a fun time. And lastly, again, just shout out to my wife, 8 years, man. I don't know how the hell she stuck with me for 8 years. So I always applaud her and just thank her for her patience. That's all. And go Birds. You're already.
Talk about patience. Prime and his wife, they have a lot of patience for each other. Good couple over there. Last word, Prime.
Yeah, man. It's definitely good to catch up with you guys. It's been a minute. You know, I appreciate everybody that's been tuning in. Without you guys, none of this is possible. It's been great. Just, you know, like Miles said, check on your piece. Make sure you guys stay on top of each other. You know, we still got some crazy shit going on out in today's world. You know what I mean? Right. So it just happened in the last couple of days. But, you know, shout out to the people. Prayers. You guys are in my prayers and stuff. Other than that, man, just, you know, looking forward. I think we got 9 more Sundays to go before, you know what I mean, we start seeing some Eagles action.
I love when you break it down like that.
Yeah, bro. I mean, so it's definitely counting down. I mean, I'm getting souped down here. I'm getting some Prime stuff together. We're getting ready for some 4th and John memorabilia stuff to put together over here. So, you know what I mean? I'm excited, you know, to get this thing to work. Just looking forward to the season. Looking forward to the squad. Getting back to that promised land, man, and this time taking it. I'm really confident about this squad, and, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing them go to work.
Yes, sir.
So, other than that, you know what I mean? Go Birds.
Go Birds. Have money.
Birds. Yeah, for me, I'm just thankful that we have a competent GM in Howie Roseman. Because as I sit here, dude, you took the words out of my mouth. I'm sitting here watching Daryl Morey just trying to, you know, make memes online and talk about crumble cookies and make jokes at the fan base. Bro, go out there and put together a winning roster. How's that one sound? That sound okay to you? Go find a way to get Dame. I know it's a tall task. I know that we don't have assets. I know that we're strapped because we don't have a tradable first until 2029.
And we don't have assets because we traded it all for James Harden.
It's frustrating, man. But I am thankful for my Birds. I'm thankful to have a front office in Philadelphia that actually does know what they're doing. Sixers, I'm asking you to instill some hope in me.
Good luck.
You ain't doing it.
Yeah, if I'm gonna be honest with you, bro, it ain't happening.
Yeah, it's not happening. You're gonna have to accept it.
You're gonna have to accept it. Sorry, bro.
Last word on my end. Shout out to my girl. Her birthday tomorrow, so we're celebrating her.
Hey, happy birthday.
Yeah, I've been the last couple of weeks been a little crazy. Started a little house hunting. So that's been I understand the stress Prime was trying to tell me about. It is more than stressful. I don't need this stress after months of stress I've had. I don't need the stress, but it is what it is. But it's always good to have a partner with that you can do these things with, to rely on. But yeah, I'm just getting ready for this season to start. It's been nice to have a nice couple breaks. To think about what's about to transpire. I'm ready for the season. Show next week.
Go Birds.
Well, it'll be more interesting than the top 25. For you nerds out there, this is probably a great show. I thought it was a great show.
How are they nerds if we're doing a show? How are they nerds if we just did a show?
Well, I'm a nerd. I am a nerd.
For sure.
I am an Eagles nerd. And we'll see you guys in the next one. As always, fly, Eagles, fly.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.